You're listening to the Everybody's Hungry segment, part of Tom and Sandy's 805 on KBTA 1590 AM.
The 805. Representing for everyone in the 805.
It's all about the 805.
From the very best of Ventura County, it's live in the 805. Now, back to your hosts, Tom and Sandy.
Welcome back. We're Tom and Sandy's 805 on KVTA 1590. Don't forget to go to our website, tomandsandy805.com. Are you hungry?
Everybody's Hungry segment is brought to you by Mogul. Mogul's Dining Rewards and Loyalty Program helps consumers earn 10% cash back while dining at some of their favorite locations. Mogul is also helping put a dent in the fight against hunger. Through their partnership with Ventura County Credit Union, Mogul is making an impact right here in Ventura County by donating one meal to FoodShare every time a member spends $20 or more at those very same restaurants. Don't miss out on this fun and rewarding opportunity where Mogul encourages you to eat out, cash in, do good. Sign up today at vccu.mogul.com and use referral code FoodShare. That's vccu.mogl.com and use referral code FoodShare. With over 102,000 hungry Ventura County residents in need, every dollar spent and every meal donated can make a difference.
Is it over? Was that, you know, God?
It did sound like God was coming down on us.
Holy smokes.
Hey, so just really quick, riogozofarms.com.
Okay.
Go there and get your CSA boxes because they've got all the new fall, you know, vegetables and everything, but it's such a good thing to do.
It sure is.
Riogozofarms.com.
Now talk about eating fresh and drinking fresh.
Oh, yeah, the drinking definitely got you.
Yeah, yeah. 101 taps. You go into a place and you say, I want a beer. 101 taps are sitting in front of you, and you're saying,
"Which one?
Can't
do I
make
have?
My decision. Is that all you have?" Joby from Barrel House 101. What's happening, Joby?
How you guys doing?
We're doing good.
That was Jason, by the way, not God.
That was Jason.
But thanks to him, I'm here today. So Jason from Everybody's Hungry.
Thank you, Jason.
Yeah, thank you.
That was
Jason.
That was quite the...
For coming down upon us.
It surprised me.
It scared me a little bit.
Yeah, I have to talk to him about that one.
Hey, Joby, when you were getting ready to open, why 101?
That's a good question.
That is a good question. You know, you've never asked a good question. That is a darn good question. Why wasn't 99?
We were right next to the beautiful 101 freeway, so it was like...
There's your answer.
You know what? We should do 99. We actually played with 100, and then somebody said, well, why not just do 101? All right.
Okay.
Just like many great ideas, it was that easy.
It was born out of nowhere. Completely.
And actually, and 101, it kind of all fits together because we want to educate people on beer, and if you take any class, it's always called 101, right?
Oh, so
Introduction to beer, so beer
exactly.
101.
I love it. I love it.
So what are you doing here besides looking good?
I was hoping to get a picture with somebody, one of your special guests, but I'm going to have to take a picture of the microphone when he calls in. Is that
yeah,
okay?
Exactly.
That's the only reason I came. Now, I'm here to talk about fall. Like, it's still 80 degrees outside, but fall beers and seasonal beers and all the good stuff that happens this time of year, that's one of my favorite times for beers.
So, it is, the winter
so
beers.
So I went to that dinner, the Moonlight series of dinners that Kat does.
Yes.
And I had pumpkin beer. It was so good.
You liked it, huh?
I did. I really liked it.
Yeah.
Do you remember which one?
No, it was a homebrew.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, somebody had made a homebrew.
I'm not a big fan of the pumpkin beers or any of them that are really flavored with that type of stuff. I do like the winter beers that come in, you know, they're hearty and they've got, you know, a lot of spice to them, dark, you know, a nice thick beer.
Yeah, nice nighttime beers, like cold outside,
yeah,
chewy beers.
Exactly.
Well, lucky for you, we have 8 pumpkin beers, Tom, just for you.
Great. Sandy, so you're down to 92 taps.
Right, 92 taps that Tom
make
will
you
like.
Take me
right,
there.
Yeah,
to
you
try
need
them.
To come in for a pumpkin flight and try them all. We have all kinds this year. It's been really cool. We have pumpkin Hefeweizen from Wolf Creek, which that was the first time I've ever seen like anything like that.
Right.
Hefeweizen with pumpkin added. We've got pumpkin porters, just regular pumpkin ale. So my thing about the pumpkin beers is basically they're going to taste like pumpkin pie. Just think pumpkin pie because nobody wants to taste just pumpkin. That's not going to really make a good beer.
No.
So when people taste them and they go, tastes like pumpkin pie. It's like, yep, that's what it's supposed to taste like. So you got nutmeg, clove, cinnamon.
Yeah.
So you hit those flavors in the beer, and it's like, okay, if it tastes like pumpkin pie, you're doing good.
Well, maybe I need to try it again. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, or maybe not. Just stick with an IPA.
Are you a pumpkin pie fan?
Oh, I love pumpkin pie.
You got to try one.
You have to try it, Tom.
That's my favorite pie.
I always say pumpkin pie. It's pumpkin pie. But I say pumpkin pie.
P-U-N or P-U-M?
That's ghetto. Hey, does it have less alcohol because they added the pumpkin?
Actually, some of them have more alcohol.
Really?
Yeah, because the pumpkin is, and you have sugar. So you're going to get more alcohol when you throw in pumpkins. So it's some of them are 9%. Like, we've got a few that are... Actually, you'd probably like those nice and dark, 9%, and it's got the pumpkin flavors, too. The kind of hits all notes.
Are you pouring them in those little glasses?
Not the little. You went like this. That's,
no. You know what I'm talking about. Like
a
sifter.
That's not even a taster.
Snifter. There you go. A tulip. Yeah, you're right.
What is it? A snifter?
A tulip.
Tulip, a tulip. Or a snifter.
Yeah.
Everybody knows that, Tom.
I did. I was testing him.
Tom prefers pints, and I'm with him. That's
yeah, cool. No, I prefer. If I'm going to get a beer, come on.
Well, some of the stronger.
Bring me that. I'll kill that in one sip.
Well, we have to monitor some people. I mean, 9, 10%, 11% beers.
No problem on my end.
So you get a pumpkin beer. What does it go with?
You said pumpkin.
I did?
We're all saying pumpkin.
You said pumpkin. See, yeah, it's pumpkin.
I think pumpkin is fine. That's fine.
So what food does it pair with?
Actually, it stands alone all by itself or
really?
with some dessert. Yeah, it's the flavors that are in there are a little tough to pair with some of the foods, and I think they're better as like a dessert beer. Maybe after you have dinner, just have a glass of one of them. And maybe the pumpkin Hefeweizen is a little easier to kind of have with food. But they're tough to pair. Just think of like pumpkin pie,
mm-hmm.
and then what are you going to have with that? And maybe there's one of them that's brandy barrel aged, which I think is eating a slice of pumpkin pie and having a snifter of brandy at the same time.
Nice.
Oh,
all in
wow.
one. And 12% alcohol just for you.
Oh, really? Well, that's got some booze in it for
it's
a beer.
A pumpkin barley wine.
See, barley, do you like barley wine?
I do sometimes. Do I can you? Only have it in small doses.
Yeah, I can't they're get thick. Behind that. It's just got a really funky taste to me.
They're just really big and...
It's not a beer. I mean, it really is not... They term it as a beer, but when you think of a beer, if somebody gave you that, you would think this is not a beer.
Well, it came from the time of low alcohol beers, so somebody made a really strong beer, so the next possible thing was, oh, this is a wine, but it's a barley wine. It's a strong barley ale.
I thought there was barley in all beer.
No, there is.
Yeah, but this is a whole different... If barley wine beer is a totally different tasting beer, completely. Yeah. It's not a normal beer.
It is pushing the boundary between like beer and liquor or wine and
it's
hey,
not,
so
not
I'm
for me.
Really into food right now. I don't know, maybe it's the fall. Or I need another coat. What do you have that's fallish?
What do we have that's fall? We're just turning over to our fall menu. All the stuff like watermelon and all that is kind of going away now. So we're just getting into. We haven't done our fall menu yet, but the beers are starting to get here. In fact, we were ordering fall beers in July, which is really odd.
Oh, wow.
When it's like 80 degrees outside and we're barely ordering.
Yeah, here they are. But, you know, this October we get winds and stuff, and also it's 100 degrees in October or November. You never know. But it is the time for fall beer. You got them all out right now. Barrel House 101, really, if you want to have, and we haven't even talked about the food. We don't have enough time to talk about it right now, but they've got great food, great burgers in there. They make a nice Bloody Mary, I'll say that, because I've been in there for the Bloody Marys. Very good. They do a great job in there. The people in there know what they're doing. They stand behind the bar. They'll help you because you got 101 taps up in front of you.
Right.
They will help you make your selection. And, you know, they'll ask, what kind of beer do you like? Are you like lighter, deep, what? You know, so you're not going there blindly. Okay, you can go in there, get help, enjoy. It's right on, what's your address here on Thompson, right?
545 East Thompson, right before California.
Yeah, right off of California there.
Right
off the freeway.
Big Chevron gas station.
And there's Barrel House 101.
So before you go, I want to talk about hops and hooks.
Tom is excited. Look at his face.
All right, you got
November the 7th.
How many seconds?
30
do we have
seconds
okay.
you got.
November 7th, Thursday night, November 7th. It's a partnership between... Ventura Food Tours, which is Allison Casa and Anne from Anacapa Yarns. She's doing the instruction. I get the easy job of going through a flight of four beers, explaining it. It's sort of a mini beer 101. We do probably 20 minutes on that. And then she comes in and does an instruction.
On stitching. I mean, crocheting.
Yeah.
Crocheting.
Be careful.
Riveting.
Yeah, don't call it knitting.
Knitting.
Because it's different. There's a hook.
Oh, and so that's where the name came from.
What's Hops and Hooks. Hops and Hooks.
I love that. Joby knows that.
Oh, no, no.
I've absorbed something from being in there a couple times already. This is our third one.
That's very sexy.
Oh, yeah.
Look at
that. There isn't anything sexy about Joby. I'm sorry.
Tom, you need to come to the event.
I'm going to come to the event. I'll drink the beer. I'll sit there and drink beer with you. I'll watch.
And make a bracelet. I'm going.
No, I'll make you a little bracelet. Wouldn't that be tender? Oh, that'd be so cute. Hey, what did you got? You got a $25 gift certificate.
I do, yeah.
Let's give it away right now. Jim, we're going to take caller number 15 on that one, 650-1590, $25 gift certificate from Joby here at Barrel House 101. This is a must-do place. Get in there, try it, you'll love it.
Try some pumpkin beer.
Thank
Yum.
You
Appreciate it, Joby.
No
Thanks
problem.
For
Thank
coming
you
in.
You've been listening to the Everybody's Hungry segment on Tom and Sandy's 805. Follow us at everybodyshungry.org, on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Google+.